Was there any kind of open area right in front of the fireplace? Maybe bricked over or something like that?
No, it was just open. Hmm. Had a fireplace. Called it the fireplace, you know. It was,
yes, ma'am.
It was, ours was filled with mud, you know. And we finally did get a brick chimney in 27. I believe it was in 27. They built some brick chimneys. Mm-hmm. The government did. Mm-hmm. And that's the first brick chimneys any of us ever had.
Yes, ma'am. I was wondering if you had a place that you ever called a hearth or hearth.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
It. Call that where they runs out from the fireplace and, you know, out in the wall about that much.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the hearth.
Mm, I see. You know, when you burn a lot of wood in the fireplace, I guess you got this black stuff forming on the sides of it.
Yeah, it does, but you have to take the ashes out pretty regular, too. Mm-hmm. Bucket in a shovel and get in there and get those ashes out, and that was a job. Mm. All of us 80.
What did you call that old black stuff that stuck to
Soot.
Would that stuff ever catch a fire itself? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've seen it burning out of chimneys. You know, they'd come a big fire. I mean, put on a big fire, and next thing you know, that blaze would be going out of that chimney, that soot burning out of there.
Seems like that might have caught somebody's house on fire.
Well, it sometimes they'd get pretty alarmed over it. It'd be so big, but I never knew of a house burning down or anything from that.
Yes, ma'am. What color were those ashes that you were talking about that you had to clean out usually?
They're kind of gray. I guess you'd call them gray.
I guess it might have depended on what kind of wood you were burning.
Yeah, mostly I guess, but all ashes though is kind of a grayish color. Some of it's darker than the other.
Yes, ma'am.
Now that's owing to the wood you burn. If you burn ash wood, it was just as clear and pretty. We used to get it to make soap.
Yes, ma'am.
Make drip lye soap.
Oh, yeah.
My grandmother kept two big old hoppers in her yard all the time, and we'd take up those ashes and put them in there, and they'd go through a deteriorate or something or another. Anyway, then we'd pump water and put on that and drip that lye out of them ashes to make soap, lye soap.
That was pretty strong stuff, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. Ooh, that lye is.
The people didn't use that to bathe with, did they?
Oh, no. They did. They use that lye soap if you got it made. Lots of times I've seen, we didn't do it, but I've heard of others and seen others that did have to use it. We generally always had some toilet soap.
Yes, ma'am. I see. What were those containers that lye soap was made in?
Wash pots.
Were those things used for anything else besides that?
Yeah, it's used to boil the clothes in when you washed. Mm-hmm. You washed on the rub board and boiled your clothes in that. Put that pot full of water and some lye soap in it and have the prettiest white clothes you've ever seen.